Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see. Nicole said, I don't actually feel physically comfortable in the clothes and styles I think I like. I'm drawn to classic preppy styles, but I feel frumpy. I end up actually wearing casual or more girly styles. This is a really interesting little conundrum here, because do I really love the classic preppy, or do I enjoy that on somebody else? There is also, I think of classic preppy is actually quite a straight up and down style. It's often the, you know, the polo shirt. So it's a man's piece of clothing worn by a woman. Fairly kind of straight khakis, those sorts of things, or maybe a little cardigan or something. Now, interestingly, drawn to the more feminine styles. And what I'm thinking here is potentially you have a curvier body, more hourglass in some way or other, and therefore those classic preppy styles, which are actually quite straight up and down, are not working with your curvier body. So when you put them on, you feel frumpy because they're not actually highlighting your assets. They're not highlighting your features. Versus when you wear the curvier styles, you actually look better. That would be something I would tell you to think about. Also, when we think about classic preppy, it's stripes. It's fairly plain. There's not a lot of pattern. It's more like a horizontal stripe. It's more kind of traditional preppy sort of a pattern, versus if you say I'm drawn more like to the feminine, maybe there is something about that works better. Maybe you need more curves. Maybe those straight lines don't work so well with your features. So that just could be a little something. Now, without seeing you, without knowing you, I really don't know, but it could be something for you to kind of investigate. And also think about, why are you saying that you're drawn to those classic preppy styles? Is it to do with something in your culture and how you perceive other people who wear those sorts of clothes? Is there something about it looking quite polished? But when you put it on, it doesn't look polished in the same way because it's not harmonizing with your body. So maybe it's going, okay, well, what is it about that style? Is it about the polish? Is it about the kind of simpleness of it? What is it about that style that I like? And then actually translating that into the clothes that do really work for you, that you actually end up loving and feeling much better in. Because in the end, you want to feel great in your clothes. So if those preppy classic clothes don't make you feel great, that there's a bit of a disconnect there. Maybe it's the, I can admire people in outfits that I would never put on. And I know before I did my image consultant training, and I was talking the other day about this, I remember like looking at, my neighbor, and she had great style and she always looked great. But when I tried to wear her clothes, I felt really uncomfortable and I felt frumpy. And it was because we had very different body shapes and our personality were very different. I prefer something a little more dressed up and structured. She preferred something actually quite casual. The minute I put on sneakers, I feel like I must go for a run or do some exercise. I can't just wear sneakers around when I'm not doing that sort of thing. It just doesn't fit with my personality. They just feel frumpy on me. I look at them in the mirror and it kind of depresses me. So that could be something to think about, Nicole, as far as your style goes and thinking about why it is that you like that, but how you can translate the elements that do work for you into outfits that work for you and flatter you in a way that makes you feel great. Next question comes from Jody. I struggle with layering. Any tips? Now, not everybody loves layering, and this has got to be something that it works for you. But it's to be aware that when you are layering, you can't have too much volume on the under layer. So you really need to have things that fit more closely to your body on the layers on the bottom. If it's too loose, we tend to get lots of folds and excess fabric that then has to be, kind of shoved inside the next garment. And that can be uncomfortable, or it can create extra bulk in that garment. So you often find that the layers closest to the skin really need to be fairly fitted. And then we can get looser as we go to the outside. Also thinking about, why are you layering? Is it for weather? Is it because you're living somewhere, the mornings are really cold, the afternoons are hot, you need to be able to put on and take off clothing just to be comfortable, that you'll go, you know, I'm going to start off cold, but later in the day I'm going to be hot, so I'm going to need to, you know, be able to take this jacket off or take off this thing? Or are you layering because it's about a look? So it really depends on the purpose for layering, because it's not everybody's style. Some people just feel really uncomfortable. They'd rather go, you know, if I'm going outside, I'm going to put on a big heavy coat, and the minute I get inside, I'm just going to have whatever it is I'm wearing. I don't like that layering. Versus other people enjoy putting kind of layers of stuff on to create texture and interest and mix patterns and all those sorts of things. So I'm not quite sure why you are struggling with layers. Also too, is if, you know, you say, oh, you know, if I need a tighter layer underneath, but then I don't want to take off the outer layer because it's too tight and I don't feel it's flattering on, then that can also be a bit more tricky. So it might be thinking about, maybe this way of layering is not for you. This, you know, and how many layers are we talking? I know in winter I'm often wearing 5 layers, but there are a lot of very fine layers that all fit quite smoothly on top of each other. So as well, but, and I would never, in the middle of winter, I don't ever need to take off my outer layers because I never get hot enough. I'm always cold. But in summer or spring and autumn, when I do layer, I will be thinking about, you know, if I need to take this jacket off, am I happy with how the under layer works? Like, each layer has to work in itself, as well as working together. So it is thinking about both those aspects when you are thinking about layering. It's what's that purpose of it? So that might be something to think about. And then if I am layering where I'm expecting to take layers off, then I might layer in a slightly different way. I might have a, you know, undershirt layer, like I'll use, you know, camis and things like that. You know, kind of a Spencer in the old lady terms when I was growing up. I'll use some sort of kind of undergarment layer if I know that I might need to take my jacket off, but I don't want to be wearing something so skin tight. I want to wear something a little bit looser, like this blouse. But I know that I would be a bit cold if I didn't have that undergarment layer on. So then I might put something underneath that's on skin tight, but it's never going to be seen. And potentially if I got too hot, I could go to the bathroom if I was out somewhere and take that layer off if needed. So I do have some tips on my blogs on layering, and it's also thinking about necklines and how they work together. That having a, you know, a V-neck with a round neck doesn't usually work quite as well together if you're laying a cardigan or something. So it's thinking about, do those necklines work together? What are the shapes that are working together? And as I mentioned before, if an underlayer has a lot of volume, it can be very hard to get your arms into sleeves and things like that. If you've got some massive bat wing sleeve, that's just not a layering top. So it could be looking at what you're trying to layer as well. So hopefully there's a few little tips there for you to give you some ideas on layering and maybe where you are struggling, because that's part of the question. There's so many different kind of aspects that we can come at this little question with. Last question comes from Nicole. I'm plus size with an O body. I carry most of my weight in my belly and shoulders. I recently bought a cardigan in a ribbed knit fabric. On the back of the cardigan, there's a V shape as part of the weave ribbing of the fabric. Will the V shape on my back be flattering? Will it make my shoulders look larger and my waist smaller? Is that good for an O shaped person? Generally, on the whole, we want waist to look a bit smaller than shoulders. And so I would actually say that that V shape ribbing, if it's coming out and coming in, this is what we call a converging diagonal, or diverging, if you're going that way, it will make the waist look smaller and shoulders look broader. This is why we like things like a jacket, a belt blouse buttons up and opens up, because this is elongating, and then we have the broadening, and then we have, if a broader shoulder makes waist look smaller and also makes hips look smaller as well, kind of creates some balance. So I would say, look, it's probably not a bad shape at all. You know, wear it. Often it's this sort of thing. Take photos of yourself from the back, get your camera out, you know, turn it on a timer, turn around, take a photo, and just compare it to a similar cardigan that doesn't have that ribbing and see which you think is more flattering. Because in the end, you know, it's you and your unique and what really, you know, you need to actually try things on and experiment a little bit. So thanks for your question. Please keep sending them to me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.